The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We heard an explosion here on 5-7.
It looked like it was across, like in towards Mexico.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? What is it? Looks like a meteor sailing across the skies of Texas on Saturday. Hundreds of people calling up 911, NASA, anybody they could talk to describe what they had seen. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Just the start of the week here on this show. The hangover week after the midterm elections and now the reality hitting home for the president that immigration reform is now up to him when it comes to an executive order, and Republicans saying, not so fast. We don't want to hear about an executive order. I thought we were going to try to work together. So now it's the president's choice. What will he decide to do, and what will the people around him advise? As time is ticking down on the lame duck Congress before the fully loaded Republican majority in both chambers hits town, and is it better to go with the executive order or maybe just play the hand out and wait till the new Congress comes in, because he can issue an executive order whenever he wants to. He may wait till January anyway, which certainly is something that could happen. All right, the bird, the plane, and all that kind of stuff, like I said, it looks like it was a meteor shower over the skies of Texas at about 8:45 in the evening on Saturday. NASA is saying it certainly is possible that's what it was. It looks that way by the descriptions and whatnot, and that this meteor, from what they can see, because they had a camera that was able to see it in New Mexico, and they say it was a pretty big meteor, and that it weighed 4,000 pounds. It was about 4 feet wide. So imagine this meteor burning five times brighter than a full moon. This is why people got excited and could really see it. So there was certainly something that was very bright, and that sounds like a meteor streaming across the sky. And those descriptions all over Twitter, 140 characters, great balls of fire. That's all someone had to write. But they don't know yet. They still have to investigate it, but it certainly is looking like that. They look at all the data and figure out what it was, but it just whizzed by on camera. Somebody on YouTube got it, and it just flew by. It was the craziest thing. I mean, it's easy to go and find it. This is radio if you want to see what it looks like and see that video. It's just boom. Just goes by so, so quickly. It landed in San Antonio because the ground shook there. So that's where it landed. People said they felt like a little quake. They were wondering what was happening. And it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild that some people were able to just happen to look up at the right time and catch that. Somebody told me once, look up, and that's where all history is made. It was when I was in Ireland. It's when we took the show to Ireland. Look up, and you'll see all the history lasts. Well, if I'd looked up on Saturday, I would have seen it, but I did not, so I didn't see the meteor. Hey, coming up this hour of America Tonight, did anybody nail the score? We'll find out at the tail end of the hour, plus what happened this week in football, because I know some of you are huge football fans. Others who aren't, you might want to participate in Nail the Score, because it's so easy. We do it once a week. The computer randomly picks the game of the week, and it doesn't matter. Let's say it's the Cowboys and the Eagles, which isn't this week. That's on Thanksgiving. But if it were that game, then you pick a side. You don't have to know anything about the game, and then you tell us what you think the final score would be. We've had two winners in the past, Dave in Vermont, Chris in Connecticut. Maybe you'll be the next winner of the NFL Nail the Score. How about that? By the way, as I bounce around here, it's not going to be meteors that we're worried about midweek. It's going to be how cold we are. because freezing temperatures are heading our way, a polar vortex. And if you look at a map, I saw something today. What did the headline say? Bomb cyclone. I just thought, wow, what a choice of words. Bomb cyclone. And this is the jet stream reacting to a typhoon that was in the Pacific. So it's dragging that air over Canada, dumping it into the Midwest. They're seeing this already. They're seeing snow, and it's supposed to get really, really cold in some areas. They're talking about below 9 degrees below zero, which that's pretty cold in anyone's book, I would say. So now snow flurries, sleet, ice from Montana to Nebraska over to Wisconsin. They say it's going to accumulate in inches in the northern Rockies, northern plains, Great Lakes. Am I leaving anyone out? For the rest of us, we might not get that snow, but we're going to see a temp drop in the southeast, in the northeast, definitely. You know, it's interesting because the typhoon was Typhoon Nori, and they say that's the strongest known northern Pacific cyclone on record. That's what the National Weather Service Prediction Center says. So they say its remnants plowed that cold air and added that to the north. And that's very similar. And it's the first thing I thought when you say the word polar vortex, the first thing I started to think about was, oh, Superstorm Sandy. Because that's exactly what happened in the Atlantic just 2 years ago. And it was 2 years ago. So term, bomb cyclone, was actually cloned when Superstorm Sandy hit. So it's very similar to that. It's very similar to it, except for I don't think the results will be quite the same because of where the snow is going to hit and where it's already hitting. Just that we're going to really, really see draggy weather, and we may see some sleet in some places and snow, heavy rains, that kind of stuff, but really, really cold. In Great Falls, Montana, they are so used to it, because they're like ground zero for earning the coldest temperature on the day. They say it's 9 below zero there on Tuesday night. I've been to Great Falls, Montana. It's a pretty place, but 9 below. And if anybody can deal with it, those people know how to deal with that kind of weather. Speaking of the weather, pretty chilly, the fallout in Washington, D.C. What happens next is anybody's guess, meaning there's a couple of things that are sitting there on the table dangling with a lame duck Congress, because the new Congress doesn't fully kick in, of course, until January, which is when Harry Reid is out and Mitch McConnell is in for the Republicans as the Senate majority leader. And I think the Democrats over the weekend, and probably even into this week, they're really trying to figure out what happened to them in some key states where they figured they were going to be able to jump ahead and couldn't do it. Didn't happen. Didn't get enough votes. Didn't get enough votes. So we're seeing a big switch coming up in Congress. And before that switch is flipped, what possibly could be maybe rammed through, or do we just play out the hand until it's time to skedaddle for the holidays and wait and see what happens in January? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At one point in my life, believe it or not, people listening in the nooks and crannies here across America to America Tonight, I actually made wine. Now, I didn't make it. It wasn't great. It was like souvenir wine. I tried so hard, but I understand the difference between myself and a true winemaker. Recently, I had a chance to catch up with the folks from Messina Hof, and I'm telling you, their stuff is really good. There was a couple of wines that I really, really enjoyed. And joining us now, he might be in the wine cellar at Messina Hof. I'm not sure. Paul Bonarigo, he is the CEO, winemaker, and everything else in between there at Messina Hof. It is a family project. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
So, Messina Hof, I think what's so interesting about the whole process is that it's such a family affair, and we're talking about in the state of Texas, and when I talk to you originally and met you out at Boot Ranch, I love the story of the family and how it was handed down. And your father was somebody who didn't think he was going to be a winemaker, right?
Well, he, you know, I'm the seventh generation winemaker in the family. So he had been involved with wine when he was young, but when he moved to Texas, had really no knowledge that was, there was going to be an opportunity to do that here. So kind of part of the thought was that maybe he might make some small stuff, but not really anything on a great scale.
Yeah, and then it turned out to be something on a great scale. And I think people don't understand, because people who are listening to us in California especially, but even in New York, I don't think people necessarily think of Texas as great wine, but that's not true, is it?
No, in fact, you know, especially in recent years, in the last 5 to 10 years, Texas wines have received great acclaim, wonderful awards. I mean, in 2013, Messina Hof won top all-around winery at the Houston International Wine Competition. There were 943 wineries that participated from 23 countries, and we were ranked best out of all of them. So that just goes to show the fact that there's some really high-quality wines that are being made. Plus, not just in Texas competitions, but in international competitions, we've won many awards. And we actually ship our wines all over the state, the U.S., as well as to foreign countries as well.
Yeah. When you go to name a wine, it seems as though that can be something personal. One of the favorite wines that you make that I tasted was the Sophia Marie Rosé, and that won an award in 2013, I think. But I love the taste of that. But how did you get the name?
So Sophia Marie is the name of my daughter, and the way that this story goes, I was in the Marine Corps for 5 years and exited service in 2010. As I was leaving service, my wife was pregnant, and of course that's a whole other story unto itself, with my wife driving 8.5 months pregnant with the 110-pound dog in my pickup truck type story. That was a fun journey. But when we got to Texas, in April, and my daughter was born in May, which of course is right before you start going into veraison in the vineyard. And as we came to start that vintage, we looked at Linois, which is the grape that we have classically used to make our ports here at the winery. And we have some really high-class ports. We've received international acclaim for it, but primarily that's what we've always made with the Linois grape. And we started looking at what could we potentially do with this variety that was a little bit different. And so in 2010, we created the first rosé from Linois. And because of the fact that Sophia had just been born, we named the wine after her, and we actually took her handprint right after she was born, and we put it on the bottle. So on every label is her actual handprint when she was born. And so that was the first vintage of the Sophia Marie Rosé.
Oh, I love that story. So she has that forever, and you can't take that away. That's such a cool thing. The fact that you named the wine for that reason. Do you have a favorite wine? I mean, is there, because it's so personal for you, is there one that you just, that's it, this has just hit the mark?
This is a very difficult question, because wine is much like, it's an art form, and every wine that you put in the bottle is like a child. I mean, you put so much work and effort into it, it's kind of hard to say I like one better than the other. But some of the wines that really stand out that we really have a lot of pride about are we had a series of wines called our Paolo, like our Paolo Bordeaux blend we served at the Brut Ranch dinner. But that we have a whole tier of wines that's called Paolo, and it's named after, of course, Paul Bonarigo, the namesake. And it signifies the best quality fruit, the best quality winemaking practices that go into those vintages. And it's not every year that we make a Paolo. We only make it when we feel like it's exceptional wine. So that, of course, that whole series has a special place in my heart. And also our port, because of the fact that we were the first winery in the world to make port through natural fermentation instead of fortification. Mm-hmm. And we have continued that process and really creates a wonderful port product that it's kind of multi-sided, because a lot of times when you hear port, people think, well, port is a cigar drink or it's a man's drink or whatever. But when you taste our port, because of the fact that it's naturally fermented, it's much more delicate, it's smoother finish, it just makes a better product that everybody can enjoy, and we've had great success with it. So those, and plus it's made from our estate vineyard here right at the winery. So those two things are kind of special to me.
Yeah, how big is the estate winery?
Well, the estate vineyard here is 40 acres. The winery, of course, we produce about 50,000 cases a year. But we source our grapes from all over the state. So we source from about 900 acres throughout the state of Texas.
Wow, 900 acres. And so when you have drought conditions, how does that affect the vines?
Well, one thing about Texas is if you're going to plant a vineyard, you better have an irrigation system. Because especially in the high plains, you know, it's hot. And like last year was a great example. They only got like, I think, 6 inches of rain the entire year or the entire growing season.
Yeah.
So, you know, having an irrigation system helps to be able to grow in regions where maybe rain is not as big of a deal. You know, it's something that I think that the people getting involved with the grape growing industry now are much more educated into the understanding of what they need going into it. So most vineyards are set up pretty well.
I'm sure you have your head down because you're so buried in the business, but have you ever seen the movie Bottle Shock?
Absolutely.
Is it kind of like Bottle Shock? I mean, I thought that movie was so great, and it made me want to learn how to make wine, actually. And I said I kind of stumbled my way through it with the little bit of equipment I had. Do you think that there's some – did you find that movie funny and could relate to some of the things in it?
Well, I think the biggest thing that – and we actually talk about this phenomenon, because it's the tasting of Paris, you know, that is such an amazing – time for the California industry. But if you look at kind of the same type of growth that the California industry had, my dad actually, he was in the Navy, he was a physical therapist, and he was stationed in Oakland in California back in the late 60s. And he tells a story about how he went into a fine dining restaurant and asked for California wine, and a sommelier at the time said, "Oh, I don't carry California wine. It's not good enough." And so when you look at this challenge that they had, and Bottle Shock tells that story about how they were basically having to prove the world that they have high-quality products, it's the same journey that Texas has had over the last 15 years, especially, and of course my parents started in 1977, and back then there was complete disbelief that Texas could make wine. But people started to recognize in the 90s and after 2000 that there is some merit to the quality that Texas can produce. And so that story is starting to get out there.
I love it. Yeah, and I think that, and you know this, time and awards and all that kind of stuff helps, doesn't it?
It does. Awards, recognition, being... Marketing, fortunately for Texas, one of the things that we do really well is hospitality. When people come and visit and when we get a chance to talk to people about our wine, we do so because of the fact that we love connecting with consumers and being able to create that experience for them. And so Texas hospitality is the reason why the Texas Hill Country was rated the top 10 wine destinations of the world by wine enthusiasts in February of 2014.
Wow, how about that? I didn't even know that. Paul Bonariga, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Messina Hoff, great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Not surprisingly, over the weekend, I got an avalanche of emails, a lot of them having to do with politics. Either you were really upset or you were really elated by what happened in the election. So without further ado, we're not going to stand on ceremony. Let's dive into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Peter, who says, Kate, I've emailed this show probably half a dozen times. I have to tell you, I am elated by what happened in the elections. It's not because I'm a hardcore Republican. Sometimes I vote Republican, and that's the honest to God's truth. Sometimes I vote Democrat. It depends in my own area in Washington how I'm feeling about the people who are running. I've been both. In my lifetime, if somebody looked up my voting record, I'm pretty much disgusted all the way around, but I love it when one of the parties gets really super arrogant, which I guess is both of them, and they have a big changing of the guard. Did the Republicans learn anything? Will they tweak what they're doing as a whole, Or will we see the same old thing, a blockade in D.C.? I think, as Jesse Ventura, who was your guest a couple of weeks ago, suggested, we shouldn't have any political parties. Let's just have names on a ballot. Wow. You're just suggesting something so radical. You know how many people have said that to me in the last couple of months? A lot of people have said that. And, you know, I was always pushing for that third party, something different, somebody not attached to anybody, somebody not attached to, okay, I owe this person this, and we have to go this way, and just somebody's independent thought, but not an independent, because that doesn't work. Somebody who has no label. No label. I have no label, but I guess that's a pretty tall task. I wonder with the future generations how that'll go, because they shed a lot of labels anyway. But then as you get older, then you start to acquire those labels, maybe sometimes out of frustration. I don't know. The bottom line is, it was a sea of red on election day, and we'll see. You know, when I say we'll see, it's such a trite throwaway sentence, isn't it? But there's no way to know that the people you elect, even if you really believe in what you hear and what you're seeing, and they make promises, because that's part of the deal. You make campaign promises, then you get elected, then you can't keep the promises, and you say, well, listen, I tried, but nobody would go along with me. I screamed, I shouted, did you see me on the Senate floor? Did you see me in the congressional chamber, where I was raising my fists and I was screaming and furious over what was going on, over immigration or whatever? So, and I'm a glasses half full person, so I'm optimistic for this country. And I still think we are the greatest country on the face of the earth. And that's why America Tonight. That's why I encourage anybody to call. I don't care if you're right of right or left of left or somewhere in between. That's always what I say, because I really mean that. I mean, let's hear what you have to say, what you have to bring to the table. Hopefully, the one thing is many of you went to vote, because I hate to hear from people, it doesn't matter if I don't vote. Well, obviously it does, and that's the one thing that this election shows, that people who thought they had it in the bag did not have it in the bag. You cannot fluff off votes when you're running for a state election, when you're running for a city election, when you're running for Congress. It's much different than the way we pick our presidents. And truly, you can affect that election. You can affect the results. So how about that? In the meantime, we got this one from Alice, who says, Kate, I am so disappointed. I am so sad by what happened in the elections. I'm sorry, but I think the Republicans hate women, Kate. I know you've had other people on the show who will counterattack that and say that's not true, but I think they could care less about women. I think they only care about rich people in the end, or the people that they are beholden to get elected. If you look up what Republicans used to be, I'd be proud to stand among them. I probably would have fit into that description. But these days, it's too murky, seedy, and just flat out nasty. I cannot believe that this country elected that many Republicans. And pardon me for lumping all of them into the same category, because I'm sure there are a few that aren't quite as bad. But I am still bitter over what we saw in this past election and how it all transpired. Thank you. All right. So a little confusion there, although I think she's basically saying that the Republicans don't look like the Republicans that she remembers in history, or I don't know how old she was, or, you know, what Republicans used to be, blah, 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 compared to what you see now. Well, you see this with every single party. That's why I say with the Democrats, too. You have the moderate Democrats, then you have the ridiculous Democrats, then you have the ridiculous, ridiculous Democrats. And then you have some that, you know, just are common sense folks, and they get shoved into the background sometimes in a more Democratic kind of argument. And it's the same with the Republicans. You know, you have fractures of the parties. This is part of the deal of being in politics now. And the other part is, you know, you gotta have the money behind you. You do. When we're talking about elections that are costing the kind of money that I saw, I just don't know how the regular Joe can't run unless they get, you know, the parties behind them big time. It just doesn't happen. You know, speaking of that, Chris Christie's talking about wanting to run. Rand Paul said he definitely wants to run. Boy, it's getting interesting, all the people who are deciding what they're going to do. Marco Rubio says he's going to decide in the next couple of weeks if he's going to run in 2016. And that's what I got here from Bobby, who says, Kate, I'm not sure who's going to run in 2016, but I do know it's going to be interesting. I have to tell you that I don't vote party. I vote person, and I could vote for the Republican. I could vote for the Democrat very easily. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to see how the platforms shape up and what the party behind them says ultimately. I'll be watching very, very closely. All right. Good for you. I go with the person. Then how about this one on something completely different? This one from Marianne, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about the SEALs story and Bin Laden. I think it's crazy that you have these SEALs revealing their identities or having them revealed when they write books. And now I guess a tug of war over who really shot Bin Laden. At least that's what it's sounding like to me. And that seems kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? I mean, is it because there is money to be made on the speaking circuit or whatnot, or why would that be? Well, you might have answered your own question. The last Navy SEAL, the current one that came forward, was this Robert O'Neill, who did an interview with Washington Post. He said he fired the shot that killed Bin Laden in 2011. And he said that the other SEAL team members were involved in the raid, but that he was the one who shot him, and that he was trying to block himself with a woman as sort of a shield, and that his skull was split, and he fell to the floor, and that was it, and he was dead, and he took the shot. But this is really upsetting the Pentagon, because they don't care now to hear about this tug of war over who fired the final shot. They just care that it's out there, that these books are being written, and they think that that's just not the way it's supposed to be, that you're supposed to sacrifice. And when you're in a military, especially in the SEAL position, it's about being secretive and not coming out with books after you get out of, after you're out of uniform. And they don't, they're really frowning upon it. I wonder if they're going to make people sign things when they join. You cannot write a book afterwards. Not only do you pledge allegiance to the country on these secret raids, but now you cannot, you have to say you're not going to write a book afterwards. Yeah, the two, if you're keeping track of this, so there's Robert O'Neill, and then there's Matt Bissonnette. And his name, originally, he just did a 60-minute interview where they called him Mark Owen. But Matt Bissonnette is his name that came out, so it's not a secret. He was saying he was getting death threats and whatnot, so he wasn't quick to release too much information after his name dropped. And here's another one quickly. This one from Jake, who said, Kate, thumbs up. I liked listening to the different people you had on the show on election night. I'm not really sure how I feel about these elections. I am a Republican, so I guess in that sense I feel happy by the results. I just want to see our country go in a better direction. I don't want to fight, argue, or bully the other side or have them bully me. I say we're all Americans. It's about time that we got together and decided the issues the right way. How about that? I'm for sensibility. Do you think we'll find any in this new Washington? I'm going to say good luck on that. Coming up next, NFL. Did anybody nail the score, and what was the week like? You'll find out.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shotgun snap. Hand off the lane. She's got running room. He's inside the 10. Down the 5. He is in again. Marshawn Lynch. Touchdown. Seahawks. From 16 yards out. His fourth of the day.
Romo in the gun. Back to throw. Deep down the right side. He's got Dez. He caught the ball. Broke away at the 30. 20. 10. Dez. High loud. Throw it up again. Touchdown.
Takes a shotgun snap, close one. End zone, Sanders, touchdown, Denver. That's the fifth touchdown pass of the day for Peyton Manning. The second touchdown catch of the day for Emmanuel Sanders. A strike of 15 yards. It's now Denver 40, Oakland 10.
Snap to A-Rod, lost the middle, and in the end zone. Sensational, one-handed grab.
In the shotgun, Harvin motions left, takes the snap, drops back on third and goal, looks right, has all day, fires back in the end zone, it is caught, that's Chase Tomorrow, that's the Jets touchdown, and the Jets take the turnover, and turn it into six.
They hand off, Smith's going to run it on the near side, five, gets a block, dives for the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City, Alex Smith on an old-fashioned seventh grade. Sweep, quarterback sweep to the left side, and Smith has got the rushing touchdown, the sixth of his career, and the Chiefs have their first lead of the game.
Ryan under center, Coilolo in motion from the far near side, far right.
I ain't going to throw here. Matt looking. Backside for White. Caught. Touchdown, Atlanta.
Snap to Davis. Five-step drop. Moves up in the pocket. Sidearms it near side. It's batted around. Picked off by Peterson at the 25. Running left to the 20. To the 10 of the box. Touchdown. Patrick Peterson. Two picks. This one he takes back for a score.
Nelson snaps ball down. Kick is up by Dawson. And the kick is good. And the 49ers win in overtime.
I love the funeral music at the end. It was that kind of week for some teams. Nobody nailed the score. Sorry, gang, once again. But perhaps this upcoming week, somebody will nail the score. How about the 49ers winning in overtime? Crazy game there, but they got it done 27-24. You were listening to a lot of that. Green Bay annihilated Chicago 55-14. Not even close. Nothing, nada happening for the Bears there. That was another big blowout on the week. And then you had a couple of nail biters. KC hangs on to knock off Buffalo 17-13 in Buffalo. Detroit comes back in Detroit because Miami was beating them 20-16 in the waning moments of that game. You also had the Jets, who were blowing out Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh added some points on the board, but they weren't even really in this game. 20-13 was the final score in that one. Here's another blowout. Denver blew out Oakland. I don't think it's a surprise, but 41-17, the final score there. Another crazy, crazy week. And Matt, you know all about that Green Bay-Chicago rivalry thing because you're in Minnesota, so it's really a triangle of how people root up there. And you're not a huge Cheesehead fan, but Aaron Rodgers seems to have found his groove again. He tied the NFL mark with 6 touchdowns in a half, and you know, he looked pretty good in that game.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the NFL is so crazy this year.
It is.
Every week there's somebody who gets blown out that had blown somebody out the week before, and it's just every week it's something different. And I mean, with these networks, the TV networks, they have to be going crazy, the amount of primetime games that have been unwatchable.
Oh, so unwatchable. It started with Thursday night, the blowout of Cleveland over Cincinnati. Who cares football? That was, you know, if you were a Cleveland fan, you were probably already turning your head away from the tube. And you're right. Some of the primetime games were, you know, the Green Bay game, 55-14, really?
Yeah,
that was not the game of the week.
The other thing, too, is the craziest thing is the week before, or I guess they had the bye, I think, so it was maybe 2 weeks, but their previous game, the Packers lost to the Saints 44-23, and then they come back and blow out the Bears.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but I had Jay Cutler on my fantasy team. I was talking to you off-air about this, so it made for a very sad day for me because Bad Jake, he showed up and ruined every chance I had of winning.
Oh, yeah, it's always that way. That's the whole thing about fantasy football. That's why they call it fantasy, I think. Because if you think it's going to happen, what you know should happen doesn't always happen. And you said this to me, and it's true. The Cardinals are on a roll, and they played lowly Tampa, and they picked up a win that they should have picked up, and that final was 27-17. But the fact that Palmer has a torn ACL is brutal for the Cardinals.
Yeah, they're going to throw with Drew Stanton.
He's
the old Michigan State quarterback. I remember him from those days. But, yeah, he doesn't have – I mean, he filled in, I think, when Palmer was hurt earlier, and he did all right. But when you lose a top-caliber quarterback like Palmer, it's going to be hard to replace him and keep the good vibes going, I guess.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I said about the blowout Cleveland over Cincinnati, but – the Browns are 6-3. I mean, they could be playoff contenders. They right now, where they sit, they certainly could be. Isn't that interesting? Because you got Bobby Hoyer and could be
Brian
would have
Hoyer.
Been. What did I say?
Bobby, it's Brian.
Brian. Yeah, Bobby's long time go. Bobby. The Johnny Manziel scenario. When is he going to be put in? Blah blah blah. That's interesting to see what'll happen with the Browns and see if they get in the playoffs, where they go. And, you know, the thought was, oh, it's going to be kind of an eh year for the Browns.
Right.
And then they're going to, then they'll go to Manziel next year.
Yeah. And I mean, you can't, if Hoyer comes in, you know, and he gets them through this year, gets in the playoffs for the first time in forever. I mean, how can you seriously sit there and
not play him?
All the quarterbacks they've gone through. I mean, I don't know, because it's, you can't take a guy who gets your team to the playoffs, who gets stability at the position, even though you had Manziel number one. It's hard to kind of take a guy out like that unless he gets injured. It's the only way. And another thing that I think is really amusing is Mike Pettin, the head coach of the Browns. I think he was probably like their 15th choice, and he actually accepted the job. I mean, it was late into the year, into the offseason, when they finally got a head coach because nobody wanted to coach the Browns, and here he is doing a heck of a job.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you said, you got to think about this. It's their best start in 20 years. Best start in 20 years. They're in a first-place tie with Pittsburgh. That's crazy.
Yeah, and
I mean,
then you go, that's another team, too, where you have Pittsburgh, who looks fabulous for about 3 weeks in a row. Ben Roethlisberger is setting all these touchdown passing records of consecutive games and back-to-back weeks of over 500 yards or something close to that. And they go out and lose to the Jets, who couldn't buy a victory the last, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why, I mean, that all adds up to why we're saying, you know, it's anyone's guess, crystal balls, forget about it. And, you know, you talk about Brian Hoyer. He was 10 of 13, 104 yards on throws, right? 14 or fewer yards downfield. Significant because he ranked last in the NFL with like a 58-something completion percentage on those kind of throws. So, you know, he's the guy. He's the guy, though, and he closes the deal when they need him to close the deal. And I can't imagine that they're going to make any kind of a big switch, certainly not down the stretch. They're not going to do that.
With the way they're going, and also unless he has some kind of injury. But
yeah.
I mean, I think the most interesting thing is what happens next year. Do they move on from him? Do they try to give him a new contract? Because I think he's a free agent at the end of the year.
He is.
And, you know, I'm guessing he doesn't want to re-sign with the Browns unless there's some kind of, hey, you're going to be our starter guarantee in place, which is, you can never count on that. So he might be looking to move to another team. But the interesting thing, too, is one of the two losses, I just looked it up, the Browns have, is to the Jaguars. That's just how unpredictable this league is. It is the biggest. I mean, there's so much parity in the NFL right now. It's just across the board. And I think it's, in pro sports, it has to have the most parity of any other league.
Yeah, which is good. We talked about that during our old school, new school segment. It's great to see this parity, although it's really crazy to make any of these predictions. And, you know, you talk about the Jags. They're the lowliest of low teams in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys in London ate their lunch. Not even competitive. It was not a close game whatsoever. The fans got to cheer for the Cowboys, I guess, because it seemed like there was a lot of Cowboy fans there. But other than that, it was boring. And in the end, you know, the Cowboys put up 31 points to the 17 Jacksonville was able to muster up. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also,
explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.